and welcome back to the Siemens Digital Industry Software Podcast Series on Intelligent Performance Engineering. I'd like to welcome back our guests from the first two podcasts, Rahul Garg and Giulio Comali. As you may recall, Rahul is the industry leader for Siemens Industrial Machinery Industry, and Giulio Comali is the industrial machinery industry leader for the simulation and test solutions within Siemens Digital Industry Software. Both Rahul and Giulio have over 30 years of experience, respectively, and it's fantastic to continue the conversation with both of you. So thanks for joining me one more time. In our last two podcasts, we talked about the evolution of technology within the machinery industry and the key trends that continue to shape the industry today. We also introduced the intelligence performance engineering solution at a high level, where you guys discussed three different key differentiators of the solution, which include multiphysics simulation, integrated design and simulation, and closed loop validation. In our last session, we took a deep dive into how machine manufacturers can benefit from multiphysics simulation, which is a balance of multi-attribute engineering to bring a wide range of physics and disciplines together under one umbrella, giving the ability to capture not only the complexities of different types of physics, but also enabling multiphysics simulations to study the relationships and impacts of these simulations across these physical domains. In this session, we'd like to shift the focus now in the conversation onto the advantages of integrated part design and simulation, and why this is so important for designers and simulation engineers to use the same model in one system and keep the simulation data in sync with design. Giulio, let's start with you today. What are the specific challenges that machine builders are facing where this integrated approach could benefit them?
Nowadays, equipment manufacturers face many challenges to respond to the increasing demand for more flexible and customized equipment that are required to produce more personalized and differentiated customer products. This can add considerable complexity for OEMs that need to ensure these variations are safe, cost-effective, and performant. So each variation needs to be validated before it's delivered to a customer, and this can be done through multiphysic simulation approach. Let's consider an example. In a bottle quality test machine, checking for leaks, accommodating the machine for bottle size changes, and varying the speed may require physical change to the machine itself. And this requires many simulation and tests to be performed to ensure strength, safety, performance, efficiency, and reliability of the machine in each different configuration. It appears very clear how important is to be able to pre-assess any new design modification.
So could you elaborate on pre-assess? What do you mean by that term?
So to be able to verify on the digital twin, on your numerical model, the final behavior of the machine in the new configuration. So this will save a lot of time and a lot of cost, avoiding any try and error methodology, but be sure that the project, the design that you will deliver, will be running immediately.
I think that's a great point, Giulio, because as the customization needs keep arising, the machine builder's ability to test those customizations become lesser and lesser. And having the ability to design and simulate tests, to do the testing in a simulated environment becomes more critical. So now you don't have to worry about trying to make a physical prototype of each variant, which can be practically impossible in many cases. So having this integrated design and simulation environment enables you to dramatically reduce the number of physical prototypes you have to build as well.
Yeah, you're right.
But even with this integrated environment you talk about, Rahul, Giulio, coming back to you, you mentioned customization, and you see that it's a huge factor facing machine manufacturers today. So help me understand, or help our listeners understand, why it's so important to have this integrated design and manufacturing process, and what are some of the risks if you're not doing this today?
Designer and simulation engineers can use a primary model concept of the same models across tools and keep simulation data in sync with design. Libraries of components built over decades make it easier to simulate various what-if scenarios in the early design phase. As an example, if a designer wants to use a new motor with an higher speed in a machine, they can easily drag and drop the component into the simulation model from the library to see what effect it would have on the overall machine design. So to be sure that we can guarantee the production performance while saving energy, for instance. So you have a concurrent performance, and through a what-if analysis in a conceptual design phase, you can easily see if the new motor that is required to increase the production speed, the throughput rate, can at the same time be more efficient in terms of energy consumption. And this aids in the conceptualizing the overall equipment system design approach much before moving to the CAD design phase. So all these what-if analysis can be performed in an environment where you don't have yet the 3D design, the geometry of your product, but you just have a functional mock-up, a functional model that is used to assess all the requirements.
Yeah, and I think that plays well to what I think, believe you talked about in podcast two, which was all the manual processes that are taking place today, which I would imagine with such manual processes to do these what-if scenarios, if you don't have a solution similar to intelligence performance engineering, would be very, very difficult to achieve on any type of scale. So that's a great example. Thanks. Rahul, you know, with Julio's response there, to me, we're coming back to the topic of digitalization and the digital twin. It seems to be an overriding topic with any machine manufacturer today. So what is unique about the digital twin in the context of intelligence performance engineering and integrated simulation and design?
I think one of the things Julio highlighted was your ability to do many what-if scenarios and create a library of these functions that you can reuse. So the whole idea behind being able to support your end customers' needs can be dramatically improved if we can reuse a lot of your systems and components, because they've been tested out, they've been validated, you know, they work very well. So how do you create that library, right? You create that library by making sure that you have a central repository for managing all of your designs, all of your variations, all of your simulations, all of your test results, all of the validations that you may have performed. So this centralized repository becomes a very important value proposition for managing your design information, your simulation information, your test information, and even your real life information. So having all of these different models, the load cases, all connected becomes a very critical process to support your constantly rising end customer needs and your constantly rising demands for reducing the time for delivery and improving the performance. So having this ability to manage this in a product lifecycle management tool makes it very easy for companies to deliver the highest performance capabilities for their end customers.
So, Julio, do you have anything to add to that? Is there any comments that Rahul mentioned there? I mean, are you seeing that happening today, or is this, again, a lofty idea?
The fact that you can reuse the libraries is of course, a safe design process. The fact that you can rely on validated model of the different component that you can integrate and assemble together into a new architecture is saving not only time and cost, but it's also increased reliability.
So, Rahul, continuing your comments and a little bit on the thread, on the digital thread, can you talk a little bit further about, you know, the benefits that the manufacturers, you know, can achieve by incorporating integrated design and simulation into their manufacturing process?
So, to me, I think the biggest one is time to market, time to delivery, compressing that time. End of the day, it's one of the biggest issues most companies face, is being able to respond to the customer needs and being able to deliver the product at the fastest possible time. By bringing the design and simulation and test environments together, you are able to drastically reduce that overall time. And obviously, along with time, you are able to get many more things, improve quality while trying out new design ideas, trying out new concepts, evaluating, making sure that you are balancing your needs for performance and the needs around even energy and other aspects that typically become critical. So those are some of the key benefits that customers can realize by having this integrated design and simulation environment.
So in complex projects, you know, analysts must set up basic simulations, and there's that closed loop connection between the simulation model that we talked about. Julio, With that in mind, are there any examples of companies that have taken this approach and implemented it? And if so, what kind of benefits have they achieved?
We can consider the example of one of our customers, Haeger Group, a German company, who is using Siemens solution to optimize extrusion tools. The company had a number of business challenges. For instance, we can consider that they had to develop multi-extrusion tools. They have to optimize the extrusion tool production, and they also need to understand the range that the new tools must cover. And it is clear that the keys to success are being able to produce flexible solutions to ensure an optimal design and development process and accelerate extrusion tool development to be first on the market. By adopting an integrated and scalable design and simulation approach, they have been able to achieve very important results, like optimize extrusion tools through the design process, to shorten the development cycle, to consolidate the development process. I think this is a good example of customer who adopted the simulation at design level.
I would probably add on that by doing that, they were able to obviously reduce that time, but by automating even the workflows, right, between the design and the simulation people, exploring many trade-offs, performance trade-offs, evaluating what-if scenarios. So a lot of that could be done more easily by integrating the design and simulation environments.
The Haeger story is a good example of why it's so important to use the same models in one system and keep that simulation data in sync with design to improve those efficiencies that you guys both just highlighted. I want to thank you both for the time and information you shared today during this podcast on integrated design and simulation. I hope you will join us again as we wrap up our series on the Intelligent Performance Engineering Solution for Industrial Machinery. During that podcast, we will take a deeper dive into the topic of closed-loop validation and look at how machine builders can validate simulations by capturing and testing the relationship between requirements, functional layouts, logical implementations, and physical implementations. Thank you very much, everyone. Until then, we'll have a great day.